Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details. All right, I'm going to start the show with some good news. All right, some good news. All right, I think we're having an internet problem already. All right, so last night, you won't believe this.
Try me.
I didn't even know my license had been expired. My license was expired.
He doesn't even have his license,
Lisa.
So until I went to go get some medicine or something like that, and they're like, we can't give you the medicine. I was like, why? And they were like, your license is expired. And I was like, yeah, but it's me.
Right.
You see the name and
right.
All that. They're like,
well, do you know who I am?
So they said, no, we'll let it slide.
Just, well, why would you? You just need identification, right?
I don't know. You know, the pharmacy's like got weird rules.
This is the same guy that would work as an intern, and we were giving out movie passes, and
yes.
We had 1,500 movie passes.
Yes.
And he would say, oh, no, just one per listener. No, I can't give you your prescription because the license is expired by that day.
All right, so I went online last night and renewed my license, and it will be mailed to me in the mail. I will get it. They will send it to me.
What about your picture?
It took 5 minutes. They just redo your license with the new dates. You pay online, and they mail it to you. You don't have to go to the DMV anymore.
Well, what about taking your driver's? Like
your
written exam. You have to do the written exam.
I'm talking about people that are renewing their license. Like they're I'm just renewing
okay.
it. If you've changed your address or something's changed like that, your name, you got married or something, you have to go in there. But if you're just renewing it, all you got to do is go online and you do it and they mail it to you.
See, I did the I renewed my license plate. Not my driver's license.
Did you get one of the new plates, the plain ones?
No, I would be pissed off. And by the way, my criminal thinking, the first thing that I thought is, wouldn't it be easy to manipulate the new plates as opposed to the old plates? The old plates that I still have, the numbers and letters are raised.
Oh.
They're raised. On this one, it's just like a flat piece of
plastic. It does look
fake.
I got one, too. It looks fake.
Couldn't you just... I mean, it seems like you could manipulate that easier than the ones that were stamped.
Imagine being a police officer. Every state has about 50 different license plates. Save the manatees. Save
right.
the spotted leopards. How do you know which state is which anymore?
Well,
I got a soft spot for the sea cows.
Well,
I do kind of like them.
Yeah.
And the dolphins.
Yeah, the dolphins are good, too.
No, it's a sore spot. I'm sorry.
But when I...
yes.
No. No.
He was good news. You hate the DMV.
Right. So I went ahead and went online this year and did it, but it costs like $12 for processing.
Universally hated or just misunderstood?
Oh, I hate it. I hate it.
These poor ladies. He makes fun of those poor ladies so much off the air.
They are fast.
To watch
them work is really a thing of beauty.
The one I go to is super fast. I go in there, no matter how many people's in there, I get out of there in about 20 minutes.
It was funny. One time I did see, it wasn't here locally, but on Halloween, one of the DMV workers in another city dressed up as a sloth. And I thought, That's perfect.
Oldham County's pretty easy. We have just two people there,
yeah.
And it's a very small office.
Sure.
But I always get behind the guy. You're sitting there. You're the next person.
Yes. Oh, yeah.
He's the guy that's never done this before in his life.
Right.
Even though he's 55 years old.
Yeah.
Moving in from out of state, has a boat and a motorcycle. They didn't know you needed to bring certain things.
And then they
can't cast him aside.
Yeah.
He's got to sit there till
yes.
it's faxed to them.
Yes.
And then right when they finally finish all this crap... And he's just about out the door. He goes, you know what, honey? Will you marry me? Let's get a marriage license while we're here.
Well, the fact that we used to have to take all this proof of this, two identifications, a credit card, your Social Security card. Remember those days of getting a license? Now I'm just online. I went, literally did it in 4 minutes last night, and they're going to mail me out my new license.
That's
so
fantastic.
That's awesome. All right. Okay. So do we got me a little Star Wars Darth Vader sound right now?
Quick movie news before you get to this.
Yes.
There is an active sequel to Kingpin in the works.
No, yes. No.
Yes. No word if Bill Murray is involved.
Okay, that's the key.
We don't know.
That's the key.
It would have to be.
Here's the thing. I think Woody Harrelson would do it.
Isn't that the Coen brothers?
It's Farrelly's, right?
Farrelly brothers, yeah.
Farrelly brothers. I could see Woody Harrelson doing it, but I'm not sure Bill Murray does it.
Why not?
I think he does.
And
really?
His senior bowling
tour.
What's
Bill Murray been doing?
Boy, did you see the last turd movie? Yeah, you did.
Well, it was terrible.
It was terrible. The only good thing about it was all the songs were done by Sturgill Simpson.
Bill Cox.
No, Sturgill.
No.
Sturgill
They're
Simpson.
Buddies.
Yeah.
True,
Bill,
true.
Bill Cox and Sturgill. Well, who doesn't know Bill Cox?
Ladies and gentlemen, the Empire Strikes Back. Bob Baffert is fighting back.
Oh.
On Monday, the Hall of Fame trainer sued the New York Racing Association for suspending him from entering horse races and occupying stall space at the Belmont, Saratoga, and Aqueduct. The NYRA announced the ban back in May 17th. Dun, 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 Bob Baffert.
What is he alleging?
He's alleging you can't do that, dude.
I'm Bob Baffert. You can't do it.
That's what he said. Hey, what are you alleging here?
Don't you,
can't do that.
I think he needs to go back to the pee on the hay defense because that really made a lot of sense.
Okay, with that said,
yeah.
Distant runner Shelby Houlihan. Have you seen this? Houlihan?
No.
Who?
She has been banned from the sport for 4 years.
For peeing in hay?
Watch, wait.
I can't watch.
After testing positive for anabolic steroids, she's blaming a burrito.
Did she sit it in the pee hay?
You're supposed to chew it.
Houlihan, who is no relations to Hot Lips,
maybe not. Or maybe so.
Who is the current national champion and record holder in both the 1,500 meter and the 5,000 meter, wrote on her Instagram Monday that she had been banned for 4 years after testing positive for anabolic steroids. She goes, the most likely explanation for this, for a positive test, she said, was a burrito she purchased and consumed approximately 10 hours before the drug test from an authentic Mexican food truck.
Oh, that sounds legit.
But ironically, if she were taking hormones to change her gender, she could run as a man.
Right.
Yeah, well, that's true. I was going to take it there, but the burrito and pee on the hay is what we're getting nowadays.
Oh, okay.
It's just kind of...
Well, we got to factor in yesterday, because the fickle excuse for Tony, Dwight, and Dave, the fickle excuse for us is demonic possession.
Correct.
That is true.
Yeah. Yes.
Here's how it goes. Here's how it ranks in order, officially. Demonic possession.
Yes.
Pee on hay.
Yes.
And bad burritos.
Okay. Okay.
Got it.
Okay. So if any of us or any crimes are committed, we have those top three to go to.
And when we're getting...
We have to choose one of those?
No. Here's how it goes. We get questioned and we say, I'm sorry, I think it was demonic possession. And then they don't buy it. And we go, oh, did I say demonic? I meant we ate some... Hey, pee. Some pee hay. And they'll think about it. No, that can't be it. And then we'll go to the third one. Maybe it was a burrito that we had. No, I think.
All right, well, we're going to wait for the excuse from Extreme Football and what happened here. The Extreme Football just signed a lease to play their football games at the Yum Center a couple of weeks ago.
Yeah.
Remember that was the big announcement they were going to make the next morning, and it came out 10 minutes later?
And it drew dozens of fans.
My brother-in-law actually had season tickets to it. He was going
Did
to it.
Really?
He had a really good time. It's indoor football. So somehow the league kicked him out, said, you're done. I have no idea what details. They had given no details on why.
Is there an official statement?
There's not an official statement.
No, really,
not at all. But they are officially
really
thrown out.
Wow.
So Extreme Football is done.
Should the name of the league be Everybody Go Long?
Because
the field's like
You're right.
30 yards,
hey,
and it's like,
get open.
Everybody go long.
Yeah, get open.
Get open. That's when you're a kid and you're playing football. Get open.
Get open, dude.
Gosh, I wonder what play they're going to run this time.
Get open.
Arena football.
All right, let's do birthdays. You ready?
Oh. Yes.
All right, we got some good ones here. You're going to know every single one of them, buddy.
I am?
Yes, you are.
I just want internet at this point.
But. Okay, you don't know internet? No internet.
It's not your birthday.
All right, let's do some birthdays. Okay, these are for today and tomorrow. Courtney Cox, of course, Friends and Cougar Town and a million other things. How old is Courtney, Dave Jennings?
And more importantly, who is she? Who's her famous brother, Courtney Cox?
Oh, I don't know.
Bill Cox.
There you go. Courtney Cox. How old is Courtney Cox today?
I think she's right in our wheelhouse. She's 55.
Dwight?
I will go with 54.
Courtney Cox today is 57 years old. 57. She was also, wasn't she in a Bruce Springsteen video?
She was in Dancing.
When he allegedly called her up on stage to spontaneously dance with him during Dancing in the Dark.
Yes. She was also in that Grayskull or whatever, the Power of whatever, the Sword movie. Dolph Lundgren played
He-Man.
He-Man, yes.
She was in He-Man?
She was in that. She was the teenage girl, yeah.
Well, why? She should be more recognized for He-Man than
she was also in that remake of Longest Yard.
Oh, was she?
Yeah, she was
she was at the beginning, yes.
She was Sandler's wife.
Yes, she had the big,
attitude.
Neil Patrick Harris, Doogie Howser, Starship Troopers, How I Met Your Mother.
Let's put him at 50. 49 or 50.
Not quite, 46.
Ooh, split the difference. 48 years old today is Neil Patrick. Helen Hunt, you haven't seen much of her lately. Mad About You, Twister, Castaway. How old is Helen Hunt, Dave?
Her brother Michael had a starring...
Right, that is true.
Stop.
Oh. Mm-hmm.
Stop.
Helen Hunt, as mediocre as it gets lately. Let's see. 62.
I never understood Helen Hunt. I never understood the appeal there. Well, go ahead.
I'll go 59.
58 years old today is Helen Hunt. Lee Remy, King of Queens, old school.
Scientology.
Fighting Scientology as we speak.
Now she's on the Game Show Network.
Is she really?
Rather lacklusterly hosting a crossword show, yes.
How old is Lee Remy?
I'll put her at 55.
I like that guess. Remini is 53.
51 years old today. Lee Remy's our age. I mean, 53 and 52. Huh. There we go. All right. Jim Belushi, the brother of course, the great John Belushi. Red Heat, K-9, Mr. Destiny. How old is Jim Belushi today?
According to Jim was a show.
Yeah, he's
in his 60s.
Now.
64.
I'll say he's 62 years old.
Also, Mr. Destiny, one of my favorite little...
Yeah, it is a great film. He hits the home run, changes his life.
Yep.
67 years old today. Almost 70.
Wow.
Damn. All right, last one. Ice Cube. How old is Ice Cube today?
Ice Cube will be 54 years old.
Little older than that. The Cube is 59.
57 years old today is Ice Cube. So those are your birthdays, June 15th, 2021. All right. I have the joke of the day, if you are ready for it. All right. Hey, fellas.
Hey, Tony.
Three pieces of rope named Dave, Tony, and Dwight walk into a bar.
Hey, I like these ropes.
I do.
And the ropes say, hey, give us a beer. The bartender said, wait a minute. Are you guys rope? We said, yeah. He said, get out. Gone now. You can't be in here. Because that's what bartenders say. They go, gone now.
I know.
Gone now.
We're
so,
just three thirsty ropes.
That's right.
So the barkeeper.
Just hanging out.
Ropes go out front, man. It's like, look, I'm going to get us some beers. Just hang on. So the rope named Tony slithered in like a snake.
Oh, like he
says,
does.
I know he serves snake in here. He'll think I'm a snake.
Right.
So he slithered in there. And the bartender looked at him and said, what can I get you? Oh, wait. Man, you're a rope. You were just in here. Gone now. Because that's what bartenders say.
Yeah.
Gone now.
The three strands should hang together because it's stronger.
So.
Right. He said, you're a snake. You can't hold your liquor.
Whose joke is this?
Sorry. I'm okay.
So then the... rope leaves, gets out front. I said, well,
it didn't work.
I couldn't get the beers. Aww. Dwight said, look, here's what I'm going to do.
Yeah. What's a bartender's name?
He said, Will Clark.
Josh. Frank.
Frank. Yeah. So Dwight goes, look, I'm going to swander in there and look all sexy, and he'll think I'm a prostitute. And I know they serve prostitutes here.
Swandering?
I'm a swandering. So Dwight Rope goes in there and starts swandering.
What's this joke about?
And then, stop it!
I don't remember.
So then the bartender says, what can I get you, ma'am? And you're not a prostitute!
I'm a sexy rope!
You're a rope! Get on! Go on now!
Okay, here
go
I go.
Go on now!
All right.
So the third rope named Dave.
Yeah, here we go.
Hang on, I'm a contortionist.
Oh, no.
Hang on, I'm going to do a little something.
Speak multiple languages.
Watch this, I'm going to get us some beers.
Look, he's contorted.
So he gets in there, sits at the bar, and the bartender says, hey, what can I get you? Hold on now.
Uh-oh.
Weren't you just in here? Weren't you a rope? He said, nope, afraid not.
Afraid not. He's afraid not.
As a long, gone now.
Long drive, but I like it.
Gone now. All right, man. That was courtesy of Fred.
Hey, Fred.
In the parking lot of Holy Trinity yesterday, helping my son and I fix the window in the Volvo.
And tomorrow, I've got a joke from Stan behind the dumpster at Airway.
Fred, thank you. It's a funny joke. Afraid not. All right, man. Back after this. News Radio 840 WHAS.
Speaking of long drives, if you usually rent a car to do that, have you looked at the prices of used cars and rental cars? It can be up to $1,000 to rent a mid-sized car right now. Not that much more to rent a luxury van. So you can take one of those down to Florida, get two families in there, not even airfare. So you're talking about, I don't know, $150 a head, something like that for... Everybody, Cook and Reeves can get you there with luxury vans. If you want to tour these things, big screen TV, individual headphone ports, you'll be amazed at the money you save. And no airports, no masks. You are in control of your vacation when you come and when you go. And once you get there, you don't have to rent a car. It's amazing. Now, they also do stretcher and wheelchair transportation. So mom and dad, they need to get to the doctor. You can't be everywhere. Cook and Reeves can help you out, and they do sell used cars, too. As low as $3,000, you can get approved online. Just go to cookandreevesvans.com. If you want to rent a van, call 447-8255. Cook and Reeves, just off the Waterson Expressway at Dixie Highway.
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to Chumbacasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details. WHAS.
Yo, T.G. Shepherd.
No reason why the extreme football is done. Not yet.
Because nobody was interested?
League was kicked them out. I think they were supposed to do a certain amount of things, and they didn't do all of them. I mean, all these leagues have... protocol that you got to follow. I have no idea. But my brother-in-law had season tickets. He loved going out to those games.
No, so those are fun.
I feel bad for him that's already over because they signed to play with the Yum Center, and that would be even better. Go down to the Yum instead of Freedom Hall.
It's also tough to start something up during COVID.
Yeah. All right. I'm going to give you a guess, Mr. Dwight and Mr. James.
Yes, Mr. Tony.
Yes, Mr.
Tony. A new study found that production went down 20% with the remote working in the last 14 months. What was the number one reason?
Special lady time during the work hours. Oh, television.
Productivity down.
Boss not cracking the whip behind you.
I would think it would have gone up, actually. But it didn't, apparently.
No, it did not. It did not. Somebody got needs to go let Matt Jones in.
Doesn't Matt have a card?
Go let Matt Jones in. No, he doesn't. I guess he doesn't. He's got his hands full of probably McDonald's or something.
Could be.
All right.
And they'll throw the bags under his car.
This one is really for Dwight because when he was in sales, he hated these things.
So, meetings. Nonstop Zoom meetings.
Zoom manager meetings.
Ironically, what they'll do in the Zoom manager meeting is discuss why sales are down.
Okay. That was part of what they were saying. They said 20% reduction was the reason managers' meetings with sales explaining what their new jobs were, basically in the COVID.
Well, here's what you have. You have a lot of middle management types,
right,
or even upper management types justifying their existence by organizing meetings and then asking you why you're not hitting the streets and selling things.
Dwight's back.
Vint Winter had to go all the way to the door and back that quick.
No, he was pretty fast. Did you get new tennis shoes or something?
Yeah.
See how fast I am in these new shoes?
They're Chuck Taylors.
When do you stop doing that? What age do you see how fast I am in these new shoes?
hey, remember the zips, the big Z? The only thing you could make this Z in was if you had zips on. It wouldn't work with Converse.
Not as fast as L.A. gear.
Dude, I remember the first Nikes I ever saw. I was at a football or soccer practice, and I went, What's with the little swoosh? What is that?
Right.
It's Nikes.
Yeah. What are those kind of fake ponies you have wearing?
Right. Okay.
Which one had the upside down swoosh? It was supposed to be a Nike swoosh, but it was completely inverted.
That was Walmart's.
The reason
could be.
I think we're going to get Tom Rivers in a second. Okay. The reason that is the reduction, managers' meetings on Zooms were the reason the production was down.
Of course it was.
that managers went overboard with the meetings because they weren't face-to-face with them, so they felt like they needed to do more.
Look at me. Look at me. I'm a boss. Look at me.
Okay. All right. Let's go to England. Hello, Tom Rivers. How are you?
Hey. How you doing, chaps?
Good. Hey, doing good.
Top of the morning to you, Governor. Yes,
hey, right. Do you fancy a pint? We could take a couple of quid down to the pub. All right. And maybe ride a loop.
There you go. You got the right idea.
And Tom Rivers, how have you been before we get into this, man? Because we haven't talked to you for a while.
Yeah,
things
been a
going
while.
Good over there?
Yeah.
We're doing okay, but a general observation, people are incredibly getting frustrated because they expected the last of the lockdown measures to be lifted next week. And although vaccination rates here are better than in the U.S., the government here, listening to the scientists, they decided to keep everything on 4 more weeks.
Oh, man.
Tom, we had something like that similar in Kentucky, not as drastic.
No, it was a month.
Yeah.
It was a month or 6 weeks. Yeah, we had our governor come on and say, we thought, oh, this is it, this is it. And he said, 6 more weeks.
But here's the thing, Tom Rivers. Our governor has these daily press conferences on television so he can see himself on television and do all these little arts and crafts with the viewers and constituents and taxpayers. He followed the CDC guidelines every step of the way until the CDC said, you know what, no mask? But that's when he went, oh, wait a minute.
Okay, so that leads to...
We're going
to
do another month. Did they give an explanation? Right. Because our governor did not give us an explanation. Right. He just said 4 more weeks.
Yeah, the explanation here is this. It's unfortunate. It's this rise in this new variant, this one from India. So, you know, when they developed this plan of getting out of this lockdown through the various measures, they were dealing with the UK variant. Six months ago, if you recall that. But now they got this new variant. They're concerned about it. They say, look, another month, we're going to get millions more people vaccinated. That's good. But it's interesting, too, the language that Boris Johnson uses. He says that's the terminus date, meaning, you know, come hell or high water, they're not going to add an extension onto the extension. So that really is going to be it. And I tell you, there's going to be one party here come the 19th of July.
Well, Tom, despite the way the media covered it here, making fun of Texas and Florida, they got to herd immunity pretty quick, and they've been fine for quite some time. I wish England would do the same thing.
Well, they found that so far, knock on wood, we've had a handful of different variants, Brazil, South Africa, the UK one, the one from India, the Nepal one. And you know, the original vaccine that was created for COVID-19 original seems to do the trick on all these variants. So, you know, unless there's a real joker in the deck that says, here's a new variant that just, you know, ignores the vaccines, I think we're in pretty good shape. And I think a month down the line, it's going to get back, hopefully, something looking like normal real darn quick.
So Indy is finally getting revenge on England. Okay, so so what are the neighbors are doing? What is Scotland and Irish, Ireland and France? Are they all like, are people, because around here in Kentucky, Indiana was wide open, Ohio was open, so people were traveling, just going to other states and hanging out there. What's the situation with the neighbors there in England about their restrictions?
Yeah, they've been gradually lifting things on the continent, although they've had a rougher go on this particular wave than the UK, the reason being that their vaccination rates aren't as high as they are here in the UK. But France is opening up to tourists. They're worried, concerned about, you know, having another summer of having very low tourist numbers. They need that money coming in darn quick. So they're saying, yeah, pretty soon it looks like American tourists, other tourists, come on over. Come on over and bring a lot of money to spend. So that's what they're doing. And as far as Scotland, Northern Ireland, Wales, there are some little minor tweaks, but in essence, everybody's carrying ahead for the next few weeks, keeping some restrictions in place.
All right, Tom, as long as you brought up France, got a joke for you. You can use this one at work, okay?
Oh, Lord.
Okay.
What do the Eiffel Tower and ticks have in common?
Wow. The Eiffel Tower
and
ticks. Geez, I don't know.
I don't know.
Why, they're both parasites.
No. Okay, wait, okay. No, no, listen. If we're going to tell Tom Rivers jokes, no. I'm going to tell one.
We need a ruling on that terrible joke.
I had a break in the line. I missed it at the worst time.
They're both parasites.
Dave, oh, there you go.
Okay,
you
Dave, you're going to have to put $5 in the joke.
Yeah,
for
Becky,
that
Becky gave me that one.
See,
how do you feel now?
Oh, you can't do that. You can't say my wife gave me the joke. That's terrible.
If we're going to tell Tom
after we find you $5.
Okay, I'm going to make up for it, Tom Rivers. You're from America. Okay. Now you live over in Europe, right?
Yep.
Okay. Tom Rivers. You're American when you go in the bathroom.
Oh, stop. No.
And Tom Rivers.
He knows this joke.
And Tom Rivers, you're American when you come out of the bathroom. What are you when you're in the bathroom?
American, I guess.
No, European. All right.
You haven't heard that joke? Oh, my God.
He's going to be at the pub telling it to everybody tonight.
All right. Good luck, Tom Rivers, with everybody in England. And it sucks that you've got a couple more weeks. We're wide open, baby. Come on.
Yep.
I know. Rub it in.
Come on. We are. We will. All right. Tom Rivers, always a great job with ABC News. Thank you, sir.
Take care.
See you, buddy.
All right, there you go.
Thank you, Tom.
Tom Rivers.
He's not using those jokes, is he?
No, he's not. He's not. Okay.
Afraid not.
Huh?
Okay. Hey, thank you to Penn State University. Wow. Just a big think tank of how we can screw up our interstates and, I guess, side roads the whole bit. The elimination of the left turn is what they're proposing.
Oh, okay. All right.
About 61% of all accidents are caused at the intersection of people making a left turn.
Right. Because you're crossing the two.
In comes Penn State University. We have the solution. Let's eliminate left turns on roadways.
Okay.
They are suggesting that every single turn should be made. If you need to go somewhere left, it's three right turns. Okay. Tony, I'll call on you for the first question.
UPS did this with their routes. They came up and said, our routes would go much faster if we could get our routes to be all right turns because we can turn right on reds. So they did this already. New Orleans is a town that has, like, there's no left turns. Everything's a right turn.
How many times do you pass by something where if you could only turn left,
yes,
you'd be there now?
Oh, well, yeah.
Hey, right turn, Clyde.
Oh. Clint Eastwood.
Yeah. Oh.
Like four people got that.
Right turn, Clyde.
And then the monkey would punch somebody in the face.
Did you see the comments on Sammy Hagar singing the I Can't Drive 55 before the Texas NASCAR race?
No. Why?
No.
What?
He gets up and he crushed it.
Yeah.
I mean, he's
singing, of course he did.
Right.
I Can't Drive 55, and then boom, right when it is, boom, right to the green flag.
Oh, cool.
I mean, it was timed perfectly. And then there's people on there going, hey, can you get somebody that anyone under 50 might recognize? And you know what? I'll take our 70-plus rockers.
You know, like Saxton.
Saxton, dumbass.
Well, when Justin Bieber has a cool song worthy of a NASCAR race.
Right.
Yeah, no kidding.
Right. No, that's no doubt. That's no doubt.
Was that the ghost of Justin Bieber?
No, look. It's one of his songs.
I thought he was haunting us also. I thought he was. Ooh. Look, man. Sammy's how old?
He is 70. He's going to turn 74.
Oh, my God.
This October 13th, wow. He will turn 74.
Okay. Look, you can't look at the comments. People just spew hate just for the fun of it.
Do not.
They don't think. They don't ever think about it. They just go, blah, 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 bang, sand.
You ever looked at our comments? Oh, my word.
They're big fans of our show.
Wow.
Sammy, we love you, buddy. Yes. I don't care what those people say.
Are you going down to his birthday bash again?
Of course. We go every year.
Is it like Absolute and prune juice now? Is that the drink of the...
It's never gets old.
I hope Sammy can come to the Jewish Community Center and come work out with us.
Yes.
The Venettis. The J. Call 459-0660. The pool was packed yesterday. We used to have to sign up and then kind of reserve a spot at the pool, but all restrictions are off at the J. No masks. The pools are open. We're ready to rock. So if you haven't joined a pool yet or some place to work out, let's do that. You can join for the summer for the pools, or you can join for good like the Venettis. We've been here for 2 years. And it is one of the best decisions we made. We went from LAC to the J, and it was kind of difficult because I was at LAC for a really long time. And I was like, I'm moving my family over there. But it was the best thing we ever did. I mean, Jackie said it the other day. I was so glad that we moved to the J. Fitness instructors, saunas, indoor track is awesome. All of the gyms all over the building, 2 basketball courts. They play this game called... It's not pickle, but it's pickleball maybe with a big old gigantic. Have you seen
that? Oh, the plastic ball. It's like a cross between tennis and ping pong.
Bingo.
It's fun.
It is really fun. So the J is open for business, JewishLouisville.org. You don't have to be Jewish to join the Jewish Community Center. So we're there. We've been there for 2 years, so join us. The JCC, the J is awesome. Back after this. News Radio 840 WHS. Or short of talk, wish I could have kept them all. I love them everyone. Like to thank them for the charms holding me in their arms, and I hope they had some fun. Lucky Land Casino asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.